Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Hi. Hello? Hi. I apologize. I apologize. I can't access my YouTube channel because of like two-factor authentication, whatever it is, like, and I don't have access to two-factor. That's like a manager thing, right? And it's too late. It was too late at night after they logged out, and it's too early in the morning right now. So I can't log back, lock into my stupid, and everything is set up. I got my stupid mic, and I got the filters reasonably set up, and it should be working. And I don't know. Yeah, it's so frustrating. And here's the thing. It logged me out yesterday while I was setting up, and then I DM my manager and I was like, "Hey manager, can you help me get back in?" And they were like, "Oh yeah, sure, no problem." And then they helped me log that back in two factor. They logged me in as I was working on setting up my mic, right? I finished setting it up, and then it was at like what, like 10 p.m., 9 p.m., 9 or 10 p.m. I was like about to go to sleep. And then I went to check one more time, and it's like, why did it log me back out? Why did YouTube log me back out? And I don't know why. I don't know why YouTube or and Google, and it's a Google issue too, because it logged me out of my Google account. Like, why does it keep logging me out? I didn't even turn my computer off. Like, I was working with the computer on, and then I had OBS up, and then I had my browser up, and then it just like logged me out, and I don't know why. Minion of the cutest purple maglord. Thank you very much for the super chat. I'm just a little bit frustrated. I Googled it. I Googled the issue, and apparently this has happened like two or three times in the past. It happened a while ago, and the latest time it happened was like in November 2022. And a bunch of people are like, YouTube literally keeps logging me out for no reason. And it's like, oh, great. Thank you, YouTube. It's just so frustrating. And then on top of that, like the equipment issues are like, the equipment issues or whatever, like, Better Call Saul. This is not what I expected. Yeah, I know. Well, it was very, very frustrating because I thought I would be able to like do a YouTube stream with the mic that I brought over and everything. And yeah, what am I gonna do? Grandpa, wake up! I should. I can't even pin a message saying, "Hey, go to the Twitter space," because I don't have access. I'm looking at the chat from a fucking Yeah, I'm on Twitter space right now, everybody. And I can't pin the link to the Twitter space because I'm not logged into my stupid YouTube account, and I'm looking at my chat from a non-logged in YouTube channel. Yeah. Can mods battle? Hello, good morning. Can mods pin things? Can somebody confirm things? Like, can somebody confirm or like deny that? Like, can a mod pin things, or can only the broadcaster? Or... Yeah, I don't know. I literally don't know. Mods cannot pin. Oh my fucking God, I'm so frustrated. This is going to be, all right, I'm not in a great mood. So this is probably just going to be like really short, like 1 hour Twitter space. And then I'm gonna wait until it's like check-in time and then like get my manager to, what I'm gonna do is like I'm gonna sit my manager down and we're gonna log in and we're gonna fucking look at YouTube until it logs me back out. And it's like, why did it do that? Let's figure out like what is going on because I can't keep doing this. I can't. Battle is a mod, but mods can't pin, so we're just screwed. Like you just have to, because if you're not listening to the Twitter space, you have no idea why everybody is in chat, like spamming chat. Oh my fucking God. I can't. I fucking can't. Why does it keep logging me out? And now, oh great, cool. Like the fucking, all right, cool. Yeah, cool. Amazing. Amazing. You want me to post something for you, buddy? You can. I don't know if you can pin it, Battle, but I do appreciate it. I think it's just whatever. Like, this is just gonna be 1 hour. We're gonna have a nice little chat, and then I'm gonna save my mood and then do something else. Don't mind. I don't know. It pisses me off. I should change gears. I should just. You know what? Like, it's just Google being safe. They like to be safe, but it doesn't help. It doesn't help because other people are still getting screwed even though they try to do these stupid things because they're idiots. They're just morons. Okay, anyways. I don't know what I'm gonna do the rest of this week. I don't have anything planned, but definitely tomorrow I want to do a video game of some sort. I have Outer Wild installed on my laptop and I don't know if it can run it. I do not know. It's not been the best way for All Stars yet. Yeah. What can I do? Try not to stress too much. Yeah, I'll do my best. I'll do my best. Got my official Vesper Vesties merch, not a mug. Does this make me an associate? My friend's still waiting for their mag and Vest degrees. Tatone Gamer, thank you for the super chat. Lork Frack, thank you very much for the super chat. Vesper with Dalton syndromes, having regrets. Yeah, I just need to. If it happens again, Twitch. I'm not logged into Twitch anymore. Not on this laptop. Actually, I remember that. I remember when I was setting up this laptop and getting like the permissions set in place. My manager was like, "Hey, what about Twitch?" And I was just like, "Nah, it's fine. I'm not gonna use it." But yeah, you're right. Like if this issue keeps happening, I might have to just like get two factor for Twitch logged in, and it's like, oh, YouTube, you kicked me out again? All right, fuck you. I'll go to Twitch then. Yeah, that's like super last resort. If like YouTube does not stop kicking me out, then I'm gonna go to Twitch. Sorry guys, I know. I dislike it as much as you guys. I don't like Twitch. Yeah, Zenard, like I'm not a, I don't like it. Okay, can you guys be like cool if I have to, like I mean, like is it like better to do a Twitter space rather than Twitch? I think Twitch is better than Twitter space, right? This is like not good. The mic is like, it's a phone mic. What am I doing, right? Yeah, not Twitch, really. Like you'd rather just me not stream at all than just go on Twitch. Twitch is fine if you need to. Twitch slander. I just don't like Twitch. I don't like it. I don't really care. Okay. I just want you to know that like I am so that is such a last resort. I didn't even bother to like log into it on my work laptop. Yeah. Twitter is better than Twitch. Holy shit. I can't. I have no idea why YouTube keeps logging me out. I don't know. I don't know. V spacing is a new meta. Frill Covenant, thank you very much for the super chat. For those who just joined, Nor is hosting a Twitter space since he's been locked out of his account. Yeah, pretty much. Yep. He's DMing me. Is that my manager? Arnolfo Mendez, thank you very much for the super chat. It's the year of the Twitter space. It's not going to be permanent. It's not. I need to get back into, like, streaming mode. Minion is the cutest purple Maglor. Thank you very much for the super chat. I got you, Grubbs. Run to the Twitter space to hear the locations of the Rice Statue. Vesper is currently there. Oh, my God. Wait, does it have locations? I don't think it does. That would be really stupid if, like, yeah. Upload your voice recordings on MySpace? Oh, my God. Please don't go on TikTok. No, it's not. It's not. I don't know who that is, but it's not. No. Switch. What is that? Anyway. What if the login location thing, you could try a VPN to connect back to Elysium and make it easier to stay logged in? It very well might be Unbound Soul. Like, I had that suspicion that it was, like, because I'm in, like, a different country, it keeps, like, logging me out because it's just like, look at this weirdo. This can't possibly be Vesper Noir, the resident scholar of the Adventurers Guild Tempest and a member of All the Stars English. Logging you out. You have to re-verify and then keep doing it over and over again. Who's that Zoom? Zoom. Lorkfrag, thank you very much for the super chat. I've been playing Payday 2 with some friends. I think it'd be the perfect game for you. Well, we have played Payday 2, right? Isn't that the game that that Altair had to play? Payday 3 has been announced, right? Payday 3, I'm kind of interested in trying out when it comes out. ZF808, thank you very much for the blank Akasuba. Oh my God. All right. I have to keep moving. I can't let it get me down. Like, stuff happens. There's nothing I can do about it. And I can't expect my manager to be awake at, like, 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning. Oh, there's another thing I want to talk about. Let me see. Thank you for the super chat. Naru-san, thank you very much for the super chat. Ohayou gozaimasu. Just hearing your voice makes me happy. Have a good day. All right, I'm going to have a good day. I'm going to force myself to have a good day. George Fortitude. Thank you very much for the super chat. Just stream using your Justin TV. I remember Justin TV. I remember that. Anyways, what did I want to talk about? Stream time. This is probably like 10 or 11 p.m. European time. It's a little bit too late, but I don't think I can do much better. I think, like, I might be able to stream at like 6 a.m. I don't think I could stream at 5. I think 5, like, is just, like, too early, and people would just be like, what the heck? Yeah. What do you think? Right now? 1 hour earlier? Right now? 1 hour? Justin TV is Twitch now. Yeah, Justin TV was, like, the original, like, Twitch, and then Twitch, I don't know if it bought it out or something, but it changed to Twitch. But I remember Justin TV. 7 a.m. is okay. Midnight in Finland? Yeah, it's like midnight. Midnight. 10 p.m. EU, still good. I might this week, I might fiddle around with a 6 a.m. stream, 7 a.m. stream, and try to figure it out. 5 a.m. is probably too early. But I'm thinking like tomorrow I'll stream at 6 a.m. and then the day after 7 and then 6 and then figure out like what I can do. Yeah. What I can figure out. It was just a rebrand. Until they spun it out. Oh, it was a spinoff. Okay. At least it's not Facebook Gaming. Gerald Marie, thank you very much for the super chat. Gato Beans, thank you very much for the super chat. Morse code or shortwave radio instead of Twitch? Yo, a CB radio? A ham radio? Do those expire? A ham radio license? You guys want the deep lore? The deep, deep, deep lore? In my youth? Like, youth, like, I think I was, like, 11 or something. When I was, like, really young, I got a ham radio operator's license. Because you need a license to get that, right? Do you guys know that? You need a license to operate a ham radio. And then I got the license. And then I did it to listen to truckers. You had to learn Morse code. Yeah, I got the ham radio to listen to truckers. Was it truckers? I don't remember. I was listening to people. I was listening to people, and I don't know why. I don't think it was a CB. It was something. I recently got into ham radio. Yeah, I was like listening on the ham radio, and I was like, who are these people? Why? A license is so valid. You need a license to transmit, not to listen. Yeah. I never transmitted. I was just kind of like listening. Did you get the license at 1345? Nobody told you that truckers use CB? I don't know. It was a long time ago. I was like a child. And then I got the CB radio and I was like listening. Not the CB, the ham radio. Ham radios are like really expensive too, I remember. Damn. Who said nerd? Any good trucker stories? Now that I think about it, maybe they were not truckers. I didn't hear them ever talking about like trucker stuff. So maybe they weren't. Maybe they were just like people listening to truckers recreationally. Yeah, I don't know. He said he heard something cursed. I think I still have my ham radio in like deep storage in a basement or in an attic somewhere. I should go back home and dig it up. I should dig up my ham radio and I'll do a ham radio stream. Huh? What do you guys think? Are you forklift certified? No, but it doesn't stop me from using a forklift because I'm a rebel. One time, this is like around like early college age, around like very, very early college age. I remember going to visit a friend while he was working, and he worked in a warehouse. And like, because we were so stupid, we were like messing around. And then I was like effing around with a forklift. And this is like a warehouse with a bunch of boxes, right? Good sized boxes, not like gigantic, but like cardboard boxes that were filled with like whatever goods that they were selling. I don't even remember like who he worked for, right? And I distinctly remember like having fun like raising and lowering the fork of the forklift. And then I like lost control of it, and then like it shot forward, and like one of the prongs of the fork just like completely penetrated a box. It was like a little sexual, like I'm not gonna lie. Like I remember seeing it in slow motion, the fork of the fork just like penetrating like one of the boxes, and then like like we were like a bunch of my friends and I, we were all like having a fun time. We were just like laughing because it was like, aha, we're a bunch of stupid teenagers, we're having fun, right? And then it was like dead silent. It was like dead silent. And then everybody looked at me and was like, oh no. And the worst part was that like when the fork like went through the box, right? If it didn't make a noise, if it made a sound, right? And it's like, oh, it's probably just like soft lines. It's probably just like cushions or like a blanket or like plushies or something, right? No, it made a crunchy sound. It made like a really crunchy sound when it went through. It like something like shattered, like something plastic and metal like shattered when it went in there. And then like we're just all like looking at each other, right? And then everybody scattered. Like there was no loyalty among friends. Like every other friend that was not the guy that worked there and me just scattered. They just like ran. They're like, okay, well, goodbye. Goodbye, Vest. And then they went home. And it was just like the two of us. And it was just like, oh no, what do we do? There was a human in there? No, no, no. Something expensive like broke. It was someone's plastic. It wasn't a TV. It was like a squarish box. So I don't know what was in there, but every man for themselves. Scatter! And then like you left. Yeah. What did you do? So here's the thing. We couldn't fess up. Like we discussed it. Me and my friend, we discussed it. And I was like, I will go with you and I will like take the blame, right? And my friend was like, no, are you an idiot? If I let people know that I let you onto the forklift, like, I will get super fired. But if I tell them that I messed up and I shattered it, then I'll just get in trouble, probably. And I was like, okay. So basically I just went home, and then he took the fall for me being an idiot. And then afterwards, I don't think he got fired. I think I remember, like, I asked him, like, did you get fired? And he said no. And then I think I bought him, like, a video game or something. I bought him, like, what did I buy him? To apologize, like, I bought him, like, a video game. Super fired. I say the stupidest things. Action Ichi, thank you very much for the super chat. How can one fan be so based? Thank you. Deborah, thank you very much for the super chat. Vest doesn't need a figurine and a PC setup, but a forklift penetrating box. That's a good bro there. I mean, I don't know. Forklift crimes. It was like... So do you know how, like, a forklift works? I think I do remember how it works. There's like a knob, right? And the knob will let you, like, turn, right? And then there's like a lever, and the lever is, like, going forward and backward or something like that. And the lever, like, I think the lever, like, always stops in the middle. Like, you could push it forward and it'll move you forward. You could push it back and it'll move you back. But then if you take your hand off the lever, it'll, like, go back to its, like, normal position or something like that. I don't remember. How did you survive to adulthood? Is it even okay for him to confess this? Okay, I have an idea. What if I do... Exactly, right there, Blank Cannon. What if I do a forklift certification stream? What if I do a Twitter space of me taking the class and then, like, taking the exam? And they're like, why are you taking a forklift certification exam, like, with a phone in your hand? It's like, Don't worry about it. Depends on the forklift. Goes to show that somebody forklift certified is a true friend. Adrian Canales, thank you very much for the super chat. Quick question, Grandpire. Did you take your foxy grandpa hat with you to Japan when you meet that? No, I didn't. I actually don't have it with me. I apologize. I forgot. I was on the lam. Like, I ran and I didn't have time to pack anything. Yeah. I actually didn't pack enough cold weather clothing. And I had to buy some. Like, when I landed, just because there's no way for a man to live. I have to get, like, cold weather clothing. Yeah. You're gonna get doxxed. True. Laser Owl, thank you very much for Super Chat. Good luck, Ramstag, for entertaining me while I'm driving my forklift. You seen Atomic Heart? I have not. I think I've heard of it, but I've never seen it or played it before. Cinnabonbon, thank you very much for Super Chat. Towards your forklift certification. It's like revenge, right? It's like revenge. Can you buy another hat? Probably, but, like, why? The boars probably got your foxy grandpa hat. How did you find clothes that fit? Not easy, but I think like, outerwear is easier than innerwear. Innerwear, you're right. Like, it's, like, impossible. Yeah. Yeah, it fits. It's not like my ideal size, but, like, it keeps me warm. That's all that matters, right? Dude, there's somebody named Mad Mardigan? I've always wondered who buys clothes at an airport. Now you know. Can you buy a forklift? Did you take your spear? Jaxter, I tried to check it. Well, I tried to carry it on. No. I tried to check it, and they didn't let me check my spear. So I had to teleport it back home. Meta, thank you very much for the super chat. Forklift police chase stream win. Oh my god. I packed, like, normal clothing except, like, a jacket, like, outerwear. That's the only thing that I did not pack. I guess I could use better socks, but I didn't pack that either. Grace, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy to see you streaming again. It was my birthday last Friday. Yo, happy birthday! Last Friday. When was that? So my time, that would have been Saturday, your time. That would have been Saturday, my time. Oh, the 7th. Interesting. What was I doing on the 7th? I don't even remember. I literally don't remember. Was I in the air? But anyways, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Thank you for the super chat. I'm streaming. I wish I could have been on YouTube, but like a lot of stupid stuff happened and like no spear, why even live? How's Japan been? Pretty good. Not that cold, actually. I thought it would be snowing, but it wasn't. I have a lot of stuff that I want to do, but I was very like strictly warned not to tell people what I was planning on doing here before I did it. They're like, after you're done, change it up from like 1 to 5 days after you've done whatever you want to do, and then you can tell the Vesties, like, oh, I did this in Japan. It was really cool. Which means I could probably tell you what I've done because I did something cool yesterday. I shouldn't have told you yesterday. All right, we're going to wait a little bit. It doesn't matter how much I wait. It doesn't matter. People are going to be like, that's.
You did that when you said you did that yesterday, right? Whatever, I'm just going to tell you then. And I'll keep it in mind. I'm not supposed to tell you when I did it, just that I did it at some point in the past and then vary it up. I'm an idiot. I'm just so stupid. Please don't tell me you finally bought a samurai armor to keep you warm. I haven't bought the samurai armor yet. I still don't know if that's like not cool, right? Can people like can you give me like the just give it to me straight. Like don't shy away. Don't be like, oh no, it's okay, it's okay. Like just tell me straight up, like you can get canceled for like wearing stuff that's like culturally not yours, right? Yet. Like, if I wore samurai armor, this spoiler alert, like, I'm not Japanese, right? Spoiler alert, like, yeah, I'm not Japanese. So, like, if I wear it, that's like not cool, right? Ultimate cringe, don't do it. It took months to make. Live your best life. Do it. Yeah, it's kind of cringe. Yeah, but I want it. Okay, so like I can't wear it, but I can like buy it and look at it, right? I can buy it and like look at it, right? I could put it in a stand in my like room back at home and just like look at it, right? I can just like look at it, right? Because if that's the case, I think I would buy it. I think I would buy it just so that I could look at it. You get it back. I can wear it in my room and look at it in the mirror. I can wear it in my room and look at it in the mirror. Wear it anyway. Cringe, but free. Oh, it is so fast. If Tom Cruise did it, you can too. The spirit next to deny that dox at all, right? Could you imagine if I wore it like full samurai armor on the flight home? And then somebody's like, just, are you Vesper? And it's like, no. No, it's not me. It's some other dude in full samurai armor. Renfachi, thank you very much for the super chat. I have played Postal. I like it. Olame, thank you very much for the super chat. Ohio. Good morning. Good morning. I DM'd my first real D&D session. Cool. In 6 years last Saturday. It went really well. My beginner players had a great time. Tempest D&D videos are a great source of support and inspiration. That's awesome. Wait. I can't have a conversation with you. Like, my gut instinct whenever someone talks about like DMing is to like just immediately jump into a conversation and be like, oh, what was like the party composition? Like, what how did it go? Stuff like that. I don't want to walk into Tokyo Bay. Wear a fake mustache and you're good. I don't know, man. I don't know. Div, thank you for the super chat. Bessie's super chat here. Grabs is doing a Twitter space. Don't listen to the cancelers, just do it. Just let your dreams be dreams. Can you afford a real set of samurai armor, though? That's a good question. I actually don't know if I can afford it. It's probably super expensive. Kichi, thank you very much for the super chat. Just got off work. Nice to catch one of your Zatsunans live for a change. Yeah. I think I'm going to be around this time while I'm here. Tachibana Akira, thank you very much for the super chat. Samurai Armor Fund, also congrats on the 200K subs. Thank you very much. It's not that long of a road, right? Like, we've only been out for about, like, what, 5.5 months? Just under 6 months? We're doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Vesper, is that you? No visible samurai life. That Vesper deserves a prize if you actually found you on a flight in full samurai armor. Yeah. What if they try to be like a cool vestie and they're just like, nice armor? Wink. It would look even better with the spear. Wink. And then they just like walk off. And then like I am still like, oh no. Wearing armor in a stream is fine. I don't like it much. Yeah. Still on strong zero effects? What? I'm like completely sober. It's like literally 7 in the morning. How could I? How could I? King, thank you for the super chat. All right, Tempest boys, where do you think they fall on the alignment chart? Oh, okay, let's do that. Let's do that. Hold on. Let me catch up real quick. Gian boys, thank you very much for the super chat. You can only get away with wearing samurai armor if you're Axel while he's dressed as a Yeehaw cowboy. Let's do it. Let's do it. We'll get him like, yeah. We'll get him like the Clint Eastwood outfit. Let's do it. Lork Frack, thank you for the super chat. Good news, I found a shop that sells samurai armor online. For up to 46K, kind of worth. Like, I can't get it at this moment. I can't get it like right now, right? I can't get it right now. But that's like attainable. Is that like a disgusting waste of like the funds that I'm getting to make good content? Because you can't even look at me like wearing it. It is, right? Like, there's no way I could justify spending $46,000 for samurai armor, right? There's no way I could justify that. 2,000, I would do. 2,000, I would do. 46, I don't know, man. How is that Mad Morgan, thank you for the super chat. A Genoese crossbow, a European boar spear, and a samurai armor. You have to add a few more countries to your arsenal. Okay. Loki Hades, thank you for the super chat. Look, if we get into the apocalypse, I'm just saying I pledge my sword to the warlord wearing an Oyoroi, wielding a spear while driving a non-OSHA compliant forklift into battle. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. Riku, thank you very much for the super chat. Grammarai artwork contribution, thank you. Arnolfo Mendez, thank you very much for the Groucho Glasses Fund. Outrun the Wind, thank you very much for the super chat. One Way Street. It might be true. I don't know. I don't know. I just think like it's just better to be careful, right? Waddle, thank you very much for the Samurai Armor Fund. Thank you very much. Arya Ebon Falls, thank you very much for the super chat. Become the Kensama you're always meant to be. I know what you're referencing. I love it. An actual duck. Thank you very much for the super chat. Any chance that new boys will join in D&D? That's a good question. That's actually a really good question. So let's go ahead and like get back to, because I want to do the alignments. Let's do the alignments and then let's talk about like the new boys in D&D, right? X-Mello, thank you very much for the super chat. Just write it off. Dr. Wabi, thank you very much for the super chat. If you get a 47 set of samurai armor, I will eat my hat. Who doesn't want to watch Dr. Wabi eat their fucking hat? Come on. Come on. Okay. Let's talk. Let's talk about D&D, right? We're going to start by talking about the boys, the new boys in D&D, and then we'll talk about like everybody's alignments, including mine. So 8 people's alignments, all right? Okay. I think the campaign that we're doing right now is going to remain just the original 3 Tempest boys as players, right? It's going to remain just like the original 3. However, assuming that the boys don't start their own campaign, I actually don't know. I haven't had the guts to ask. I have trouble like communicating. We chat in Discord and we DM occasionally, but like I don't really like initiate conversation. It's just something that I have trouble doing. So I don't have the guts to like reach out and ask any of the boys if they DM, right? But assuming that they don't and assuming that they're interested in playing, I would happily DM for like the 4 of them. Like if they wanted to do their own campaign, I would happily DM for them, and then somebody else like on that end could do the like the streaming, right? Like I wouldn't stream that. Yeah. I would offer my services as a DM to the 4 new boys if they wanted to, but yeah. Yeah. I think that's about as there's no need to like explain it any further, right? Like the campaign that we're doing right now, I have no intention of inviting like anybody else to that. That's just gonna be the 3, like it's just gonna be us, right? Like the original boys. If the new guys want to try it, then I would happily DM for them if they don't have a DM. Yeah. Something like that. If they did, I would probably set it in the same world, and I would love to do like, what if we did like a Halloween thing where it was like PvP, like they're fighting each other? Oh, that would be kind of cool. Yeah, something like that. Okay, now we can. I think we can get back to the alignment one. Let's go ahead and see. Hiromagi, thank you very much for the super chat. When are you and Shinri debuting your subunit Zatsudaz? I mean, I'm gonna do the interview, right? I'm gonna do interviews probably starting next week or the week after. Like, I'm gonna get it set up and then I'll do like interviews, right? For the 4 new boys, like once a week, like what I did before. That would be kind of cool. Yeah. Blurry Heart, thank you very much for the super chat. Strong Zero Fun, or at least Kirin Like Sports. What is that? I've never had that. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about alignments, right? Altair. Neutral good. Neutral good. Axel. True neutral. True neutral. Magni Desmond. Neutral evil. Neutral evil. Vesper Noir. Vesper Noir. Lawful neutral, I want to say. Lawful neutral. I think I'm lawful neutral. I think. Lawful evil, lawful neutral. Chaotic good. I don't think I'm chaotic. I think I'm like lawful. I'm definitely like on the lawful evil. Listen. I'm lawful because I love falafel. Do you guys understand my like logic there? It's a little bit complicated.
you might need to take a couple critical thinking classes. But I'm lawful because I like falafel. Lawful, so I drove this forklift around. Lawful, unhinged, true neutral. Okay, hold on. Sunny Marigold, thank you very much for Super Chat. Deborah, thank you very much for Super Chat. What changes in the world is called DMD permits to be okay? I think like that's on the managers. Like they'll handle it. I trust them. They'll handle it for us. Izukaze, thank you very much for Super Chat. It's a cosplay. Is it? I don't know. Like, I don't know the logistics of it. Like, I hope it's okay if I could just, like, wear it in my room and not, like, walk around with it. Well, whatever. I'm already, like, assuming that I'm going to buy it for sure. Emilio Watsoff, thank you very much for Super Chat. New campaign for Vanguard. Wait, are we allowed to call them that? How do you guys know that that's what they're called? I need to go back to that. Apprehending and arresting a group of rogue adventurers. Yeah, that'll be kind of cool if they're like. Felix Wolf, thank you very much for Super Chat. Hello, Vespi. Me and Vespi's got inspired by our D&D sessions, got together, organized our own little D&D session, which I'm going to DM. Yo! Congrats. That's awesome. Let me know how it goes. I think, how do I figure it out? Anyways. I might make a community post when I can log back in, and I'll just be like, Felix, any other Vesti that like organized a game because like with the other Vesties, like let me know how it went. Give me the scoop. So we were told that like the way to differentiate the two groups, like Tempest, the first group of Tempest and then the second group of Tempest, was headquarters. We're headquarters, and then like the new guys are Vanguard, right? But I think I distinctly remember that like we were not supposed to call it that on stream. That was just like the internal way to like differentiate us. Did that change? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's actually cool. Home and away teams? I don't know. Anyway. Oh, well, too late. See, I'm lawful. Right, guys? I'm lawful. I, like, vaguely recall that, like, that was internal only. And then I refrained from talking about it. Right? I'm lawful, for sure. How can you guys possibly think that I'm chaotic? I'm lawful, right? It's been mentioned before. Okay. What was I talking about? Oh, the alignments, right. The alignments, okay. Battle. Battle wants to be chaotic good. He wants to be chaotic good, but I think he's neutral good. I think. Chaotic unhinged. He wants to be chaotic, but he's not. He's not. He's just sad, right? He wants to be chaotic, but he's just sad. Vesper's lawful unless it's funny. That's actually true. Chaotic evil, he killed Jerry. That's like him like trying to be, you know, trying to be like the Joker. He's chaotic sad. Yo, Oga Senpai, hello. Good morning. Hello. Thank you for stopping by. I had technical difficulties and I can't do my stream, so I'm doing a Twitter space for an hour, which got 10 minutes left. Let's finish up.
Thank you for the 5 gifted memberships, Kaida and Kazakawa. Thank you very much. Okay. Next. Maki. No, he prefers Flay, right? I shouldn't call him Maki. I think Maki's like a cuter nickname, but I think he prefers to be called Flay. So we're going to call him Flay. Like, I want the vesties to call him Flay because that's what he wants to be called, right? Okay. Battle is chaotic sad. Flay. Flay's chaotic good, I think. I think he's chaotic good. I think he's chaotic good. Yeah. Who's next? Who's next? Haka? Haka? I think Haka is also chaotic neutral. I think. Chaotic angry? I don't think he's chaotic evil. I'm definitely not chaotic good. I think he's chaotic neutral. Chaotic brat. Yeah. And then Shinri. Lawful good. I think. He's so organized. He's like ridiculously organized. He's way more organized than like anybody else like in the guild. I don't think he's chaotic good. I think he's lawful good. I think. I think he's trying to fit in because like nobody else in the guild is lawful, including me. And he's just like, oh man, I want to be chaotic too. So he shows up with like a backwards hat and he's like, how do you do, fellow chaotic kids? And he's got like a skateboard, right? He's like holding a skateboard, but the skateboard still has like the plastic covering on the wheels, right? Like, so like he's never used it before. Yeah. And I think that's about right. I think that's pretty spot on. I think that's about right. Yeah. How do you do, fellow chaotics? How do you do, fellow Dark God believers? He tips his fedora. A Walmart skateboard. I feel a little better. I feel a little better. I need to do a membership stream. So, I'll think about it. I'll think about it. I had an idea, but I need to like run it through management before I do like it for a membership stream. What is Magmo? Oh, Magmo is definitely chaotic evil. Well, Dez is chaotic evil, right? Then what is Magmo? Magmo is what sleeps under chaotic evil's bed, right? And makes noises like that cannot be just like normal noises, right? To try to get chaotic evil to like look under the bed. Magmo is what's like hiding under chaotic evil's bed and is like making clearly like not normal noises to try to get chaotic evil to look under the bed. But chaotic evil is like, not today. Not tonight. No. No. Magmo's his own category. Yeah. Magmo the boogeyman? No. Magmo is not the boogeyman. Magmo is who you send to kill the fucking boogeyman. right? Oh my God. There we go.
A non-Euclidean evil. Oh, I love that.
Does alignment affect paladin oaths? It's supposed to, but it doesn't really effectively do that anymore. I don't know. With the pencil! Who the fuck can do that?
Beware Magmo. Who will win, Magmo or Snail Tear? I think, honestly, probably Magmo.
Probably Magmo. I don't think you can kill Magmo. Because Magmo, like, simultaneously exists and does not exist. But I do think that you could kill Snail Tear. Like, in theory, like, you could. You could. With enough salt, you could kill Snail Tear. But I don't think you can kill Magmo because Magmo simultaneously exists and does not exist.
Yeah.
How does one get rid of Magmo? You get rid of Magmo by tricking Magmo into saying its own name. Which, by the way, Magmo is not its true name. You have to get Magmo to say its true name, its own true name, and then it'll get it to disappear. It'll unsummon itself back to its own, like, hellscape, plane of torment. And then it'll take it a while for it to, like, get back onto our plane again. But we don't know Magmo's name. That's the issue.
Yeah. Yeah. The lore. Yeah.
It's like Mixel Spitlick. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Are there any, like, comic chads that know what I'm talking about? You guys know Mixel Spitlick? Beetlejuice is up there too, but I'm specifically thinking of Mixel Spitlick.
You force him to say his own name, and then, like, he disappears. The lore.
Lork Freck, thank you very much for the super chat. Time to build a chaotic good tiefling warlock that's just really misunderstood. Not help of the fiend being his patron. Ooh, I like that.
Mr. Spitlick. Superman's greatest nemesis.
Exactly.
Say his name backwards.
Exactly. Dude, I love that. I love it.
I love the Candlejack meme. It's like the funniest thing ever. It's so good. I love it.